Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The right fielder, John Shelby. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallagher. The throw from Rayford and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shelby. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripken. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Snyder applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shelby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Knight. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Thornton scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Lynn moves to third. Knight moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shelby bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerhart strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Tony Arnold now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall pinch hits for Andre Thornton. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is walked intentionally. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.